Refugee resettlement has resumed in New Hampshire after a federal judge temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's immigration executive order. A federal appeals court last week refused to reinstate that order, which would have suspended the entire refugee program for 120 days and banned Syrian refugees indefinitely. Jeffrey Thielman is executive director of the International Institute of New England, which assists in resettling refugees in New Hampshire. He joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do your organization's refugee resettlement efforts stand with the president's executive order still blocked?
Well, we are still resettling refugees, but these are mostly people who were booked for travel before the executive order was put into place on January 27th. So there were a bunch of people that were planning on coming to New Hampshire and our offices in Massachusetts. That was stopped by the executive order. Then it resumed. The one thing that's important to understand about the executive order is that the number of refugees the president is going to admit in this year has been reduced from 110,000 nationwide to 50,000, and that will impact us because we've already resettled in New Hampshire about 120 refugees or so, which is about half of our goal.
And you're anticipating less than you originally thought, but how many do you have right now that are might be coming down the pike?
So we resettled a refugee last week from Bhutan, and we have a family of eight that is scheduled to come into Manchester later this month. This is a family where one of the members of the family was worked with the United States military in Afghanistan, and the family has what's called a special immigrant visa. These are refugees who have done work for the United States government in one capacity or another, and you know, they've been in danger, and the United States government made a commitment to protect them and help them resettle to the United States if they supported our troops and military in the Middle East.
Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty with where President Trump's order is heading. It's possible he could draft a new order. How is your organization approaching this going forward?
You know, we're ready to resettle refugees in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Our staff is ready to do the work we've been doing for a long time now. And, you know, I'm telling my people that it's an uncertain time, I think, from a planning perspective. We do have to plan for a reduction in the number of refugees, and that will impact our budget. We haven't sorted through exactly what, reductions we're going to make. We're basically preparing for more refugees, and we're ready to do the work that we've been doing, and we're trying to get more certainty from the United States State Department. So I think the State Department allocates refugees around the country, and we should hear in the next month or so what the reduction will mean for our services here in Manchester and Nashua.
Once a family's resettled, what does your organization actually do?
So what we do, our teams receive people at the airport. We place them in housing. We find an apartment for them. We help them to get medical benefits, to enroll them in a medical plan. We enroll their children in public schools. We have a program that teaches newly arrived refugees English, a cultural orientation program. And then a big part of our focus is finding people the best employment that we possibly can find them, the best job we can possibly find them. That pays a good wage, because we want people to be self-sufficient within their first 3 to 8 months in the United States. And so our team works really hard to find people jobs. And you know, refugees assimilate and find work and become successful rather quickly. And so we just focus on that part of our work.
So how is all of this uncertainty affecting the refugee community in general right now? Is there a lot of confusion or misinformation about what's happening for people that have been resettled here?
There is. I mean, it's made people anxious. We've told people, some people have asked us, I mean, we resettled a family the other day, and I met them at the airport, and one of the first questions that they said to me is, am I going to have to go back? And I said, no, if you're going back, I'm going back with you. They're not going to go back once they're here and they're admitted to the United States and they are on their way in this country. But what they are concerned about is their loved ones and back home, and whether or not they can come and join them here. And so there's a lot of sadness about that and uncertainty about that. We've told people that, you know, the United States is a nation of laws. It may not feel like it all the time, but it's a nation of laws. And there's a process by which presidential executive orders and other actions are reviewed by the courts. And this process will sort itself out. And, you know, by and large, the American people, I think, are people that value fairness and want to see refugees treated fairly and want to see the law executed fairly, and we explain that to their refugee clients. And I think that helps a little bit, but obviously they're nervous about their friends and family in back home or back in the camps which they've left, and they're worried about them.
Your organization's hosting an informational event today in Manchester. What can you tell us about that?
It's at the Milliard Museum. It starts at 5:30 p.m. It's a chance to learn more about us and learn more about our work. It'll be a chance for people in Manchester and surrounding communities to meet our refugee clients and to meet some of our staff and ask questions about what we do. We hope a lot of people come to get more educated about our work.
Have you seen an increase in interest in volunteers since the president's executive order?
Yes, we've seen an increase in volunteers and an increase in donations, and we are grateful. I think one of the upsides of all of this has been more support for the work we do.
Jeff Thielman is executive director of the International Institute of New England. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.